My guest, Dr. Mark Schneep, directs the California Economic Forecast based in Santa Barbara, but checks out a lot of Southern California. You could find his website, californiaforecast.com, californiaforecast.com. We've been talking about 2025. We talked mostly about the economy in the prior segment. What about, in the first segment, I was looking at the median price, which seems to have been pretty level for 2022, 23, 24. And we were at a year-to-date median price of $2,250,000 through week 48. And then it took this nosedive. And the year-to-date now is $2.2 million. For, not year-to-date, but 2024. And I don't think it's really indicative. I think it was more like $2,250,000, $2,225,000. But anyway, that's the way the numbers crumble. And I did look at the median number, $2.2 million. And if we had just a few more sales higher than $2,250,000, the median price would have been $2,250,000. There's just not enough sales. Why does that happen?
Yeah, not enough sales. Small sample size that you're getting from week to week. I mean, there really isn't that many sales, particularly now in this season. So remember, fourth quarter is the soft season for the most part, and then going into January too. But I think a lot of people are very optimistic about the new year and about interest rates falling. And also you have the effect that probably the fires are having. I don't know if that's manifested in the data yet, but probably not quite yet. But that's going to drive prices up higher. So I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think it means anything. It's a sample size issue.
Right, right. We have so few sales the last few years. I mean, thankfully, in 2024, we had more sales than 2023, but that's not saying much. Because it was already in the basement. Looks like 2024 year-to-date just single family was 15.33 per week, I believe. 15.33 per week. 2023 it was 13.23. So another two sales per week, another 104 sales. But still, like you said, it's just, you know, looking back, when we, you know, usually more like 20 sales per week is healthy, right?
Yeah. Well, also, you know, how much validity do you put on the numbers that are being reported by the multiple listing service? I mean, what about all the pocket listings that people have? I mean, have those been rising at all? Do a lot of sales made that don't ever make it into the statistics? I mean, I think over time that has been relatively steady, but there could be a bias that has occurred in the last year or two that causes not all that to be reported. But you would know that better than I would. You know that it doesn't represent a full 100% of all transactions.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I really don't know if there's a way. I mean, I can go to the title company and they can give me, you know, they put out and publish everything that's closed. And I remember Keith Berry used to look at the news press every week, and they published all the sales, and he would check, and he would see what was in escrow, in MLS, what was not. I think the vast majority of things go into MLS. What I did recently was kind of interesting is, you know, we have the days on market, and, you know, what is the median days on market? And it changed. I mean, it was 11 days on market for the first 6 months of 2024, and then I think it went to 18 days on market for the second 6 months of 2024. But then I pulled out, because a lot of them are reported one day, because it just reported, oh, here, this sold, statistical purposes only. So I pulled those out, and it rose a little bit, not dramatically, but they had some impact. But that's a good question. I don't know how you can just ask the title company. They could tell me everything that's sold, but I don't know how we're going to have to put that against MLS. I think the vast majority are in MLS. Now, you kind of casually said that interest rates will fall, might fall.
Yeah, they probably will fall into this year. Yes.
And where we're in the sixes, so if we get into the fives, that's going to be great news for everybody.
Well, what mortgage rate are you now facing right now this week? I mean, isn't it like 6.8?
I don't know. You know better than me. Yeah. That sounds right.
So I think we'll go into the low sixes, maybe even in the high fives throughout 2025. So yeah, expect some interest rate relief. But again, that is all dependent upon, you know, how the new administration's policies are working, whether debt can be addressed and the bond market traders feel confident of that and start to buy more bonds as a result of lowering yields, because it's the bond market that really affects the mortgage rates. So you want the bond traders to be on your side right now as a real estate person. But right now they're not. They're selling everything off. But I think it's just going to be an adjustment process. I think that if the administration comes through with many of the policies that they espoused and promised, then yeah, you're going to see an interest rate environment that is a little bit more friendly to business.
And so so interest rates don't have to drop a ton if they're 6.8 today. If they go to the low sixes, I mean, that's something, you know. It's almost, you know, 0.8 of a point. You mentioned the fire, and that's going to be primarily for homes like in Santa Barbara and California. Who knows if people are going to relocate elsewhere, but I'm seeing a ton of emails from agents primarily looking for rentals, but there's quite a few looking to buy. Maybe they were thinking about a second home in Santa Barbara. Maybe they were thinking about relocating to Santa Barbara. Maybe they just want to get out of Dodge. So you know, all of a sudden we're going to have a little more buyers. And we already had a low inventory, so it's going to make it worse. Do you think that'll drive up home values here?
Yes, it'll drive up home values, with home values being driven up and with hopefully interest rates ultimately turning the corner. You'll see more inventory come online, and therefore, that should help to moderate the price increase. But nevertheless, I think you're going to see all-time record highs in prices this year.
Well, I don't know if it's any indication. It's just a small sample, but just, you know, the last 4 or 5 weeks straddling, you know, the first 2 weeks of 2025 and last few weeks of 2024, all of a sudden the median price of what's pending is just skyrocketed. And so we'll see. So God, I just hate to talk about the fire. It's just so crazy. And the prices here are high enough. We don't need to get any higher, but I guess it'll put some pressure on. You had mentioned to me, I don't know if it was in your newsletter, about state housing laws to enable more units. Have you been tracking that? Is that going to have a meaningful impact?
There's been a lot of little things that have occurred in Sacramento over the last year or two to try to get more construction of new housing. So I track if that new housing has actually manifested in California. And we were down in terms of total permits issued for new housing in 2024 relative to 2023 and also relative to 2022. So we really don't necessarily see any kind of a surge reaction in response to the new legislation that's coming out of Sacramento to date. And I just don't think we will.
It'll just make... you have this rule where suddenly there's no more single family zoning and you can build up to 4 units. I don't know how many that applies to, and I don't know, doesn't seem like a lot of people are doing it, and no one's real happy about it. So it's, although I don't know if you heard recently talk about rebuilding, because you had sent me an email about this, and you mentioned it here on the air about the fire and facing and rebuilding, and we're going to need all these construction workers, you said earlier. But Gavin Newsom announced that he's going to suspend numerous environmental requirements for construction, including the Coastal Commission. So people are going to get a little more of a free pass as opposed to the gauntlet usually set up and building in California, particularly on the ocean. I don't know if you heard that.
Yes, he's going to suspend CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act, and Coastal Commission approval for anything within 1,000 feet of the ocean shoreline. So, yeah, I did see that. But that's what he needs to do. That's what the legislature of California needs to do to get more housing in general in California. And that has been a line that they have not been willing to cross up to now. And as economists, we've been saying that, hey, if you really want to increase housing in California, don't just dabble in these little minor things, these legislative victories that we're seeing coming out of Sacramento that'll provide for a few more ADUs here and there. But you're going to have to do something more draconian, like suspend CEQA and like deal with the California Coastal Commission. So if he does that permanently on much of the coastal housing, then we're going to see a response and a lot more housing being built in California. But barring that, I don't think you're going to get more units in general in California. And so the housing crisis will continue forever.
And if he does this, or he, as he says he will do this, it's not going to be just for people who lost their house in the fire, I presume. So maybe, like you said, maybe people will go, oh, now's my opportunity to build.
Well, from what I understand, it is only the fire victims.
Oh.
But then again, you know, from we haven't seen how this is going to actually play out. So keep your fingers crossed, and maybe it does apply for non-fire victims. But I think at the moment, it's just to get the rebuilding effort underway and as done as quickly as possible. Because you don't have a Pacific Palisades anymore. You don't have a little village anymore. You've got all these houses that are completely, destroyed. And we don't know how many that is. I keep looking on the website every day to see what the counts are on damaged structures, and it's still very muchly unknown, regarding the overall damage, because I'm looking at that from an economic standpoint. You know, these natural disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes and fires, particularly here in California, they're actually pretty good for the economy because they generate tons of new money pouring into these regions during the rebuilding effort. Many people are employed, and there's a lot of buying going on, and infrastructure being improved, and so it's a huge economic boom normally to these regions that have been afflicted.
We were already under the gun with insurance companies pulling out of California and prices going up. And I guess insurance companies have insurance companies for themselves as well. But that's another hurdle. Are we going to get over that?
Well, that's the other side of the sword, the double-edged sword, is that, yeah, now we face higher insurance premiums because of the losses these companies are going to sustain and have sustained ever since all the fires have really taken out so many houses in California since about 2017. The Camp Fire that obliterated through Paradise and destroyed 13,000 homes, I mean, that did not help matters any. And then all the subsequent fires that we've seen since then. And now this fire, no, this is going to blow the ceiling off of insurance rates. So it'll be interesting to see what new markets evolve in order to provide homeowner insurance going forward.
Well, on that happy note, I will say thank you very much to Dr. Mark Schneep. He directs the California Economic Forecast based in Santa Barbara, but he works throughout the state, does analysis for organizations like Caltrans, and he does a monthly newsletter. You can find it at californiaforecast.com. CaliforniaForecast.com. And again, if I meet an untimely demise, we're going to replay this program for 6 months straight. So you can enjoy it over and over again. Mark, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Mark.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.